This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Congress has responded to the sex abuse scandal involving sports doctor Larry Nassar by sending President Donald Trump legislation that requires governing bodies for amateur athletics to swiftly report claims of abuse to law enforcement. Nassar returns to court today to face another prison sentence for molesting gymnasts after being sentenced last week to 40 to 175 years behind bars. Meanwhile, the International Olympic Committee says it has mistakenly invited a banned Russian athlete to the Pyeongchang Games as a coach. Since then, the IOC says it has canceled the invitation. The price tag for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics keeps going up despite attempts to rein in the spending. Over the last year, organizers have shifted several venues away from central Tokyo and have looked for existing facilities instead of building new ones. However, in the last week, Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike has explained that the city will need to more than double the billions it has already budgeted to stage the games. Tokyo's winning bid in 2013 was listed at 730 billion yen, about one-third of the price now. In the NBA, the Knicks completed a New York City sweep of the Brooklyn Nets with a 111-95 victory. Super Bowl 52 will be played comfortably under the translucent U.S. Bank Stadium roof on a dry artificial turf. That leaves the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles without worries of traction trouble or kick-altering winds. Meanwhile, Patriots star tight end Rob Gronkowski says he expects to play in Sunday's Super Bowl. Gronkowski has been in the league's concussion protocol after taking a hit from Jacksonville's Barry Church in the AFC Championship game. Buffalo Bills coach Sean McDermott continues shuffling his staff by hiring former Houston Texans defensive backs coach John Butler to replace Gil Bird, who was fired after one season. Butler spent the past four seasons in the same role with the Texans before being fired after their season ended. He previously worked as a coach at the college level and has ties to McDermott. In the NHL, the Anaheim Ducks ended Boston's 18-game point streak with a 3-1 victory over the Bruins, and the New Jersey Devils snapped a four-game skid with a 3-1 win over the Buffalo Sabres. Joseph Girard III, a junior at Glens Falls High School in New York, scored 44 points last night to become the state's all-time scoring leader among high school hoops, passing Indiana Pacers' Lance Stevenson's original high school record. News Channel 13 reports Girard now has 2,952 career points. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.